This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh boy, Timberwolves got an ass whooping now, didn't they?
Boy, man.
One half of the NBA Finals is set. Oklahoma City Thunder win the West in definitive fashion. In a way, it feels right. Like the Oklahoma City Thunder have been fantastic this year. Number one seed in the West. They're now going to represent the West in the Finals after... I'm pretty sure that the actual final score of Thunder Timberwolves last night was a lot to a little. I'm pretty sure that that's what the actual scoreboard said.
A little 30-point win.
Yeah, I was going to say hurt at least 30.
Yeah, 124-94 was the actual final.
What was the score at the end of the first quarter? That's
26-9.
Yeah, 26-9. I was like, ain't nobody coming back from this one.
Yeah, and when a team gets whooped like that, and of course it's a 5-game series, and it felt like the series was ended when Minnesota Timberwolves really just threw what was a fantastic game at the Oklahoma City Thunder all the way around, and Thunder were just like, yeah, we're just going to have superstar ball at the end of this game where Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and a little bit of Jalen Williams are just going to have tough middies that we're going to make, and we're just going to put this away.
Yeah.
And so that one ends. But when a game ends like this, right, or when a series ends in the way that this one does, all these other teams that have been bounced out are like, well, I could have done that.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of Warriors fans like, hey, man, if Steph Curry wouldn't have gotten hurt, we'd have beat the Timberwolves and we'd have put up a better fight against the Thunder.
We'd all be drunk.
But I also did see, and I believe this was like, this was Will, who was, you know, prominent on Rockets Twitter, kind of throw up there. And he was like, I might get crushed for this. But he thought that, you know, if, you know, the Rockets would have, you know, had just a small thing go differently, and they would get over the Golden State Warriors, that they would have been able to beat these Timberwolves.
I think they would have pushed it to possibly a game seven.
That's the question I have for you.
Yeah.
Like, do you believe that that the Rockets would? Because again, I think that comes back to the idea that we were looking at the Golden State Warriors and like, that's probably one of the worst matchups for this Rockets team in the first round. And it kind of played out that way, especially when Steph Curry started doing Steph Curry things where he's running around. I know you leaned on him and you were able to kind of take some of take some of his legs out from under him early, it felt like. But when he started going and he started knocking down shots, it just felt like that really made it just a little too far to get to. But if you do not have that circumstance, if you find a way beyond the Warriors, is this a Rockets team that you could see beating these Timberwolves and ones that lost in five to the Thunder?
I'm kind of hesitant to say it because it sounds so weird because, you know, we knew the Rockets had shortcomings with their go-to guys and Jalen Green in the postseason and all that. Was that ever going to change, you know, their offense? But I kind of agree. I kind of agree because of the defensive side. I mean, Oklahoma City just suffocated them.
They did.
They just absolutely suffocated them. I find it hard to believe that the Rockets wouldn't have done the same thing, with their defensive prowess. The problem is, you know, what would they have done?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the other end.
That's the question with the Rockets in general. Like, what is the offensive output? And I think that it's worth remembering, right? As much as in this game, they ain't have nothing for the Thunder.
Yeah.
I think that this Timberwolves team is phenomenal. Still was phenomenal defensively. Yeah. Like, if you even just look at the overarching of the season, like, this was a top 10 defense. The Minnesota Timberwolves that they had there. On top of, do you know what you do size-wise with the Timberwolves. Like, I understand Rudy Gobert is one of those dudes that we could absolutely get up here and try and knock on.
What does it do to your offense? Will. Yeah.
All that rebounding that we're talking about here, like, that was very prominent for the Rockets offensively.
Mm-hmm.
How does that go when you have Rudy Gobert in here kind of taking away, grabbing some of these boards? Because, I mean, in this series, Rudy Gobert and Naz Reid especially, like, when they went with him as the five, got to some interesting places because you have Chet Holmgren out there for the Thunder. You have Isaiah Hartenstein out there. And that's 2 7-footers that they'd play a lot that would get boards. And, yes, I think Steven Adams very much has some level of facsimile there because we've seen him. He was one of the best offensive rebounding guys all season long. But that gets a lot more difficult, a lot more kind of fraught with Rudy Gobert. And I don't know that you could play Rudy Gobert off the floor in the way that I think that you would need to in order to kind of open that up. And I think that hits at one of the heart, like the heart of what the Rockets would have been looking for offensively to try and compete.
So what do you think? Because I think defensively they could have been right there. But offensively, you mentioned Gobert and not just his rebounding. I mean, just defense in general, no matter who, even against Steven Adams. And, let's presume they had the double bigs there. You know, what is he getting off? You know, what is Steven Adams getting off if there's any dump-offs or even Şengün? So it's an interesting question. I think they would have been there defensively, but maybe I'm more falling in line with Figgy. They might have made it interesting, but I don't know if they would have beat him.
It definitely would have been a gritty type of game.
Yeah.
But it could have went either way, kind of like the Golden State series. It could have, like, they could push it to 7. But maybe they could have won, maybe they couldn't. I think it would have been that close of a game.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be a runaway game like this one.
Mm-hmm. I hear you, 832, that comes in on the text line against 713-572-4610. The idea that Şengün cooks Gobert during their matchups. And I don't disagree with that. I think the tough part about that then becomes
who else gonna cook?
There you go. Right. Yeah. Especially because you start talking about, all right, on the perimeter. Even you were able to find some mismatches, you were able to find some situations where you're like, hey, we can attack these guys with the Warriors. You know, two guys that I don't really love having to match up against, two guys that feel like the same dude as perimeter defenders, their names are Jaden McDaniels and Nikhil Alexander Walker, who, mind you, did you know that he was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's cousin? Have you heard this? Have you heard of this before?
I got to write that down.
I just feel like those guys would have made it incredibly difficult. And I say all this to say, I think that the Timberwolves are a really good team. They just find themselves in one of those weird places where, are they going to be the team now that has a cap that can't get over the hump?
They got to make some decisions. Yeah. Like they might be kind of like a one and done almost with some of the salaries they're going to have to.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious what they're going to do because I wonder if they have to run it back or are they going to try to get in the game where they try to get somebody else that can.
Can they run it back? You know, with the decisions they have to make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they can. I think it just there's going to be a lot of questioning of Anthony Edwards in the way that he goes about this because he has to be the hub for this. Mm-hmm. And I was asking a friend of mine, like, watching this Western Conference Finals compared to the last Western Conference Finals that they played in where they lost to the Mavericks, is Anthony Edwards a better player? And the answer is probably yes, but not by all that much. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing where he's going to need to find that additional level because he has to be more of a playmaker for his teammates. And he also has to, like, make the right decision consistently.
Yes.
And he does that to a decently high degree. And I want to give him credit because I think ultimately all this comes back to the Oklahoma City Thunder are actually, I think that we are looking at, we're looking at an all-time team.
Well, I was just going to go there because Anthony Edwards really played well. I mean, the whole postseason, I thought he really played well. But I'm already seeing things, you know, out there about this is the dawning of the next Warriors, you know, when it comes to the Thunder. And that might be a little bit, you know, hasty just because they haven't even won one yet. But I think they're going to win one. I think they're going to win one, and I think they're set up big time.
Yeah, I keep looking at this Oklahoma City Thunder team, and just look at turnover differential because they're suffocating defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Misfit on the YouTube that says OKC would have lost to Houston. No, they would not.
No, they wouldn't have.
No, they would not. Just off of the strength of the defense alone. Yeah. Like, that defense is swarming. That was a good offensive Minnesota team that they made look like that all the way through. Now what do you take against just to put it kindly, a middling offensive Rockets team against all of the swarming nature of that Oklahoma City Thunder team? Like, the turnover differential, get this here, guys, because I have this. When it comes to all-time turnover differentials, who are the all-time kind of defensive teams you think of? Who, the Chicago Bulls of the 90s?
They would be in there.
A couple of those that are top five. The 96 and the 97 Bulls both had a turnover differential of a 72. Toronto Raptors, you know, the, you know, mm-hmm. Kawhi Leonard led, yep. where he took them that little stint in Toronto. They were a plus 79 turnover. Maybe even, you know, the Heatles, 2013 when they found their stride, Miami, mm-hmm. they were plus 66. This Oklahoma City Thunder team in their turnover differential to this point.
Isn't it like 90
something? It's like plus 100.
I thought it is.
So not only, like, they're incredible at turning over the basketball. They did that up and down in that final game.
Yeah.
They also don't turn the basketball over. Yeah. Where is the Rockets finding offense there?
Yeah,
and I say that not just to, like, talk about the Rockets, but just this is a team that you're going to have to contend with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a team that's going to be here. Because on top of that, they got two first-round picks next year, or this yep. year, two first-round picks next year. They have... there's guys that are going to come up and they're going to need contracts, but they've got them. If you can't afford to pay them, you can let them go because Sam Presti has been so forward thinking. You've got the next guy who steps into that role.
Yeah.
In all of these circumstances, like, this is a team that they might be opening a dynasty window right when the Rockets are ready to try and, like, find their way into contention. And I think this circles back to the reason why I'm so much on the idea of developing and trusting that is cool. You're going to have to do some special developing
Absolutely.
Or some special moves in order to contend with
and
the team.
And big time development. Big time. Big
and,
leaps.
And they got the all the resources to do that too. I'm talking about the OKC Thunder.
Yeah.
Because they got a million and one first round picks.
Mm-hmm.
So they got time to kind of draft and let somebody sit because they got some other people ahead of them.
Yeah, and at the risk of really speaking to Thunder one more time and just like really just laying it on thick, there have been five non-PAC taxpayer teams in the years that they've had like the salary tax in the NBA that have won the title. Lakers in the bubble year, Warriors in 15 and 17, which is kind of crazy because they added KD and were not in tax. Yeah. Like, that speaks to the anomaly that they had with getting dudes for really cheap on circumstances. The 2014 Spurs, the 06 Heat, and it would also be, if they got to this point, the 2025 Oklahoma City Thunder.
That's how you build a team, man.
It feels like that is indeed how you build a team. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping on this Thursday, including how do you feel about – well, let's talk about the Astros. We talked about Jose Altuve, but let's talk about the Astros. Like, how are you feeling about them about a third of the way into the season? We'll talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.